I do. From Morning Jewelry by Stephanie Whitovich. He doesn't know that I did it, and neither does anyone else, so you'll have to promise me that you'll keep my secret. Truth be told, we don't even speak anymore. It's like we're miles apart, when in reality, we can't take more than 3 steps away from each other, or else the pain starts to reverberate through both our bodies. I just wanted him to be mine. I didn't want him to leave. But spells have a way of backfiring when your intentions aren't clear, so when I plucked those couple of hairs from his head and wove them into my braid, the words that I said did not match the feelings that I felt, and emotions are so much more than just bottled-up secrets that we pretend our hearts like to keep from our brain. They are portals and charms, and they bound him to me that night, bound him physically, but not emotionally. And now when I walk, I pull him along with an invisible leash, and he follows like a beaten puppy dog afraid of his master. There's no love or admiration. There's only hatred and spite. And I can't take the braid out, can't release him from my hold. And when I try to reverse the spell, and I try, all I hear is laughter. Laughter and wedding bells.